That's fine. I wonder if I could take one of those back with me. I'd lie. Those are. It's interesting how tight you can wind them, and that caps them off.
Have all of them you want.
Well, I appreciate that.
See, we didn't have matches then like we do now. I had to have something to save the matches, mm-hmm. And these would be.
So you'd always have a fire, and you just put the fire one place to another.
Is yes.
I'd like to ask you a few more things about the food that you remember. Did you use flour very much to bake
cakes and things?
Yes. And how about bread? Did you have any flour for bread?
We didn't make light bread, you know. Roll.
You did make light bread.
Mm-hmm. Roll. We had to make our own yeast then. Now you can buy yeast, you know, in the stores.
I was wondering how you did that.
Make it with meal, and you'd have to have one start. I don't know how the first one got started, but the old lady gave it to me in little cakes about like that, you know. Mm-hmm. You'd crumble that up and put some water in it and let it rise. Then you'd work your flour in it and let it come on up. Make up that big bowl full and take it down and work it again, put it back.
I see.
And then put it in a pan up there and make rolls, whatever you want to. But you'd save a piece of that. Before you made bread out of it, you take a piece of that and make little cakes and put them up for the next time. Start.
So you always had a start to work from.
Keep one out. Oh. If I lost it, my neighbor would keep it. We'd best swap, you know.
I see. And you mentioned different things you used from the hog. Would you explain hog killing, and then what you got from the hog, what you use, and what you call it?
We use most of all of it.
Is that right? Do you remember how they used to kill the hogs?
Shoot them. Take a bullet and shoot them.
Do you remember how they used to?
And then they'd cut the throats so they could bleed, you know. Call it a Gatlin stick. Put one on the hind foot and hang them up and let them drip. Mm-hmm. Then have a barrel of boiling water. Sitting kind of slanting this way. Put one end in the ground, take the hog and slide him down in that and turn him, pick him up and lay him on have a frame that lay it on, you know, and scrape, take knives and scrape all that hair off, be just as white and clean. Mm-hmm. Then hang them back up and cut them up.
I see. Would you explain what you use, the different parts of the hog that you use?
We use the liver.
Did you?
And we'd cook the heads and jowls. We never did cook them. We called it hog head mush. I don't know what other folks call it. But you'd make all that and cook the feet and the head and sometimes part of the liver and a little bit of the lights. Mm-hmm. And mix it all up and make it and then pack it down right tight and slice it and dip it in flour and fry it. It's good.
I see.
That's what we do with the scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the middlings and hams and all like that, we just hang them up and smoke them.
I see. Would you use the heart and the...
Well, I never did love the heart. We never did love it. It's always tough.
I see. Did the people ever call that the haslet?
Well, that was the lights and liver.
Oh, I see.
That's what they called that.
Am I saying...
Big hash out of it.
I see. Am I saying it right? Was it called...
Haslets, that's what...
Haslets, uh-huh, mm-hmm. I see.
That's what they call it.
And that would be the lungs and the liver and...
And the heart and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just ground it all up, you know, and cooked it. Mm-hmm. But I never did put the heart in. I didn't like them.